Kiddush. So he changes his direction. So the Ramoshita is that the moment he changes his direction from the horizontal, from the vertical plane to the horizontal plane, so then it becomes a cliche. And what's the Shachshite? That when does it become a cliche? Only when it rests. But as long as it's in a state of motion, in a state of flux, even though we changed its direction from the vertical plane to the horizontal plane, it's still considered here. So that's the machlokes. Now, we got the dishwasher, we got the dishes that were washed, fleshy dishes and milk dishes that were washed together in the same dishwasher. Many times it creates very serious problems, even tension and friction and whatnot, everything. But we cannot be matter something that is also al-pidin just because if we are matter it, it will avoid friction. I mean, if it's also, it's also. So yikif adin is all. So there can be all the friction in the world. I mean, it cannot be matter. But many times there is a hardship situation. So in such a case, so you see that according to all poskim except the Ramo, it's also there. Now, so someone might mention an argument that maybe we can be matirat in a hardship situation. Maybe we can be matir the evet, the fresh dishes and the milk dishes that were washed together in a dishwasher. Even according to the other poskim, who are chelik, the mashal, the shach, who are chelik and Ramon. Why? Because now let's say according to the mashal and the shach that it's osir. Why is it osir? Because Iru is Mivasha Kiriklipe. So it's only Osa Kiriklipe. But didn't we learn that there is a machlekes between? There is a machlekes between the Rivo and the in Simen Tzadikal, Sivdal. So the Mechaber and the Ramo both passed like the Ri, that where it's only Osa Kiriklipe, so then the Eved is Muter. So here too, it should be muta de evet. So, in a case where someone is a shema mitzvah, so it's not even considered the evet, because that's mentioned. The Rabbi Kveger and the Agoyes mentions it, that where something happened, that let's say ifikli matres became, let's say, a spoon, a silver spoon or a knife or a fork became mosakeli klip. And if it is something, so the Agoyes Rabbi Kveger mentions it. In Bosa B'cholo, you'll find it. So suppose now the Mechaber paskens in Simen Kufei that Klisheni the Eved is Muta, but Lechatchile we are chishish for the Shittes HaRashbo that Klisheni is Mavliya Kiliklipe. So the Agoyes Rabbi Kveger says, suppose let's say you rinsed, let's say clay matres of Bosa and clay matres of chol together in the klisheni, so you cannot be matret. Rabbi Kveger said that. Why? Because in view of the fact that nikli matres hagol is possible, so maybe it's not considered the eved. So it's considered the chatchila. So even though it took place in the klisheni, so maybe it's still considered the chatchila. But the chayach, if the person has the control of the house. But if someone does not have the control of the house, so then it is a hardship situation. So then, the Eved, it should be muter. So Memele one could argue that on the basis of the Psak of the Mechaber and Ramo in Simen Tzadik Aleph, that were something, asas only can be klipe. So the Eved, if let's say you rinsed in a dishwasher, fleish kedishes and milk kedishes, it should be muter because true, all the poskim are chelik on the Psak of the Ramo here in Simen Tzadik Aleph. But it's only also Kiriklipe, and Kiriklipe the Eved, so the Mechaber Ramo passed that it's Muter. And here is the Eved. There is nothing that they can do about it. They have no control. And suppose you have plates, I mean China, so maybe we could be moderate on the basis that the Psak of the Ramo is that where it asks Kiriklipe, so then the Eved is Muter. Now, on that deen of the Ramo Paschus in Simen Tzadik Aleph. Now I'm discussing it in great detail because you you are likely to hear many kules of those who did not delve into the Indian and they don't know all the shittes, and they just passing because they want to mention psokim that are popular. So because of that, so I'm discussing it so. Because that's the most dangerous thing, when a rabbi passes a shaila, a psak in a popular way. So then it becomes popular, and then everybody accepts his psak, and then if somebody else that says that the psak is negatadin, so he's a fanatic. So if you say that it's chil Shabbos to carry in Manhattan, so you are a fanatic. Why? Because that psak that in Manhattan you can carry is a very popular psak. Now, let's see. Now, we discussed very thoroughly that simen, tzadikal. Now, the Taz and the Shach, they all ask all kinds of kashas. Against the Mechaber and Ramo, that there is a stira in the Mechaber and Ramo. In many places, the Mechaber and Ramo, the paskin that when it's osak in the klipe, so even the Eved is osak, and here it's paskin lechatchile. So because of that, the Taz is masik on the psak. Alright, so the Taz is chelik, and the Taz holds that when something is osak in the klipe, so even if the klipe is based upon the Toigova, it's osak it. The Shach, now the Shach, he limits this being of the psak of the Ramor that only to a case where the klipe is not nikeres. So we explained it, because if the klipa is not the keren, so then we have a taruves of yovish biyovish. So we may like according to the sheet of the Rosh, so it's a puta legamre. But the Rashbo, so the Rashbo, that's only the Rabbonon that you're not allowed to eat all the stichas together. So we may like, we are making. So anyway, according to the Shach, so there is no general rule that when something is osak in the klipa, even if the klipa is based upon tatoigova, So then the Eved is muta. On the contrary, only when the klipa is not nikeres. But if the klipa is nikeres, so then it's also the Eved. Now here, if you washed fleishke dishes and milchke dishes in the same dishwasher, grease fleishke dishes and grease milchke dishes, so then the klipa is nikeres. We know exactly what the klipa is, it's on the surface. And you cannot say, we don't know whether it's this side of the plate or that side of the plate, because when you wash dishes in a dishwasher, so it revolves and it's in contact, every surface of the dish or of the pot is, every side, every defect of the pot is in contact with the water, because it keeps on revolving. So the klipa is nikeres. The whole klipa has to be nikeres. And you cannot be kele if a pot. It's impossible. It's impossible to be caliph. To be caliph a pot. So, but it's nikeres. So according to the Shach, so the psak of the Ramon Simen Tzadik Aleph has no application. Now, what is the teretz of the crazy placey? How does the crazy placey reconcile the different, the apparently contradictory, conflicting Mechabas and Ramos by saying that there is a distinction between Basam Cholov and other Isur? Because Basam Cholov only there are bishop. So Memele here, Kiriklipe, so it's Itam Kosh. So Memele there with its muta. Mashen Kib other Isur anymore, it doesn't make a difference whether there are bishop or not there are bishop. So even though the Tam is Itam Kosh, it's still also a Tam is Tam. If it's Tam Kosh, so it's not there are bishop. So Memele by Basam Cholov. So when does the Ramor, the Mechab and Ramor pass that it's muta David only by Basam Cholov? But not by Basam B'cholov, it's not me. So according to the crazy placey, so by Basam B'cholov, the psak is that klipa David is muta. So in other words, so it has a basis according to the crazy placey. Now, what did we say? How did we reconcile the apparently conflicting Mechabas and Ramos by saying that this psak of the Ramos, that Ramor, the Mechaber Ramor can have reference even to a case where the klipa is not nikeres. But the Mechaber and Ramor limit themselves only to the klipa of Tatoyegova. Because since we see Tatoyegova, so that means after the first moment, everything will be cold. So the whole blie takes place only the first split second. So even in the klipa, in the first split second, it cannot give it tam gomor, only tam kosh. Mashenkin or the klipe is not because of the toigova. So then, The Eved is Osir. Now here we are dealing also with Tatoi Gova, because he is Mubashot Leklipe, but it's Tatoi Gova. So because the water that comes from the Klerishin, this is hot, but the Badam is cold. So then, according to what we said, there is a basis in being matter in a hardship situation, because it's the Eved. But the truth is that there is no basis, because I mentioned that in Taruve several times. Now, this, that the Yisa Veheta says, that when do we say that Iru is Mivashe, that Iru is Mivashe or Kidei Klipe only, that Iru is Mivashe, Kidei Klipe, that is only, when do we say that Iru is Mivashe, Kidei Klipe, only one Iru, but if it's many Iruim, then it's Mivashe, Kidei Klipe. That's the Shikha di Saveter. Now, that is Saveter recited by the Taz in Simen Tzadikei, in Simen Tzadikei, Sifid Veis. Now, we are not going over inside all the Taz and Ramos, but this we have to go. Now, the Taz. Sifid Veis, in Simen Tzadikei, Sifid Veis. Simen Tzadikei, Sifid Veis. Oy, bichlishen, yihakal shor, peiru, shafiru, im hoyum, luchlochei. Because we are king Gabir, we coached you. Do you will come with the shame? We don't. Umashal before you call a boss or Simon Samadalet Helikalze. We cause have the Moisham Lichlu and Boss of the Holo Boss of the Shame. The Yeshlochu is the Lichlu is Mahe Bishamai. We are Shevin Kibuvois or in Kibish Baske Humre and Amir Toch Mishwalze. You may use Lochis at his boy. We may the shame of Lochis. So, in other words, but if it's not bold that it was greased, so it doesn't have to be cheshish. But in this case, we know that the dishes are greased. Otherwise, they wouldn't be placed in the dishwasher if they hadn't been greased. I will be Yerushim Avli Omatla Kipe Vadeosa Bishir Macho Vitzorich Rishol Moyadoch Aldiru Vifishim Nastam Rigim Larishol Emiklerishim Sheitel Aish Im Moyishol Yodua Shol Hoy Aldiru Ozin Tzorich Rishol Moyoshim Shur Macho Adkan Dvor. So the Mashal Israeli can have it. Ulan is daiten hier lach die alle ze. Bezel in meise de biro je schlesa schnee. I mo je shishur mach mit schnee. So we see that the mashal is not the only one is relevant anymore. The mashal is relevant, the shach is relevant, the taz is relevant. I vi mo ja hat nur lach va beis noki as ein nesser anoki. Aber bi khlishaini ne is shishur mach. Kim di kein mo khlishaini af di atmer des bei. We ma vi avu mach. So the taz is machia. The tif it was al diro if water from the faucet was poured and greased flesh kekelim and greased milk kekelim. Al di yiru, so then it's also there. But if it was al di klisheni, in other words, first you filled up the sink with warm water, and then you put the flesh kekelim, milk kekelim. So then the eved is matretas. Then the eved is matretas. Kos al bisa vehete, now the isa vehete. Then chiluk beni diabu klerishen. They chiluk be imidi abu chlerishin koris im koris uimashik kerim milosh nachir. Tell her leamrinon di mashik nishtamish bichlisheni inei seyah di chiluk sheneis ninolov bosor iseyach al deiru imkin al deiru yisharbei bola oisa bikulei kolshkin akapeis shegilin litochom bichlerishin. So what does the Isaveta say? That when do we say that Iru is only Mavliyaki Veklipe? Only if there was one Iru, a single Iru. But if you had many Iruim, if you kept tampoing from Iklerishin, if you kept tampoing from Iklerishin many times, so then it's Mavliyaki Veklipe. Then it does not have a din of being Mavliyaki Veklipe. So Mimele, we cannot be matter even according to what we said, the pshat we said in the Ramo. That the Ramo passed legabe the klipe, the klipe of the Toye Gova, because that is gives only Tam Kolush. So it's not a Tam Gomo. So Midraise it's not Ose, only Midrabon, even the klipe it's not Ose Midraise. Only Midrabon, so Mimele, the Eved it's Muter. And here it's Tatoye Gova, because here, when you rinse, when you wash dishes in a dishwasher, so you wash them so water keeps on pouring for half an hour, at least half an hour, and sometimes even more. So it's Yeruim Harbe. If it's Yeruim Harbe, so then it's Mavriya Bikulei. So then it's not an Isakri Kripe, it's not an Ian of the Toyigova. So, one second. So it's Mavriya Bikulei. Now, but, so Memela, that means that even according to the Psak of the Ramo, that when you are Miare, from a tradition of pamphletic grease dishes and milk grease dishes, it's muter. So that Ramo is only reference to the case when there was a single ewe, but it does not have application to the case where you wash fletic dishes and milk dishes together. Then there is a void cooling. But now, in the Ramo, there are two possible pshat. One pshat of the Ramo is the pshat that of the Shach in the Ramo, that the Ramo Shite is that Iru is only Mavriya and Mafrit in an Eicha, but in a Kele that is hard, it overkoshe, it's not even Mafrit by itself, and it's not even Mavriya by itself. Also, Mimele, according to the Pshat of the Shach in the Ramo, so then it is also here when fleshke dishes and milk dishes were rinsed together because here the whole reason is because Iru is not Mavriya at all in the Kele, but many Iruim does not have a din of Iru, many Iruim has a din of a Klerishin, so it's Avroi Bikulei, so even the Kele Klerishin is Mavriya Bikulei even the Kele, you see. Now, however, if he explained the Ramo the way the Gro explains, the miyache nocha amayim al kli rishen, al kli echod, have a klisheni, al kli rishen, have a klisheni, so because it changes its direction from the vertical plane to the horizontal plane, so memele, so we could say that even when there are many yiruim, because in a klisheni mamesh, so then even if you keep it for a long time, so it still is not mavli. But it seems that even this is not a basis for a heter. Why? Because the Taz mentioned the Isav heter. Now we saw that the Taz in another Taz that we went over, in Sifu Dalet, in Simen Tzadik Dalet, Sifu Dalet. No, I'm sorry. Not. No. You saw that the Shach, in Simen Tzadik Hei, Sifei. So he mentioned that the Isabeheta Shite is also the Niro Mikrovishin Shalboso, Alkli Shalcholo. So is Muta. No. Sorry. No, the Shach in Simen Tzadik Hei Sivchov. So he mentioned the Isa Veheter. That the Isa Veheter also mentioned the same Kule as the Ramo. That when you pour from a Klerish or Pamfleishike Kriz dishes and Milchike Kriz dishes, so then it is Muta. So he says the Isa Veheter is not difficult because the Isa Veheter is Shitose. The Isa Veheter's Shite is that Iru has a din of Klisheni, it's not in Vashel at all, but it only has the effect of being Mavliya. So since it only has the effect of being Mavliya, and not Mavliya and Mafli Kechot, but only Mavliya, only in an Eichel it can be Mavliya, in the Kele it cannot be Mavliya. So the Isa Veheta Shite is that Iru has a din of Klisheni. Still, and this is a Veheta that the Taz mentions in Sifu Beis, also emphasizes that Iru has a status of a Klisheni. And still it says, and still it distinguishes between a single Iru and many Iruim. So even though the Isabeta Shite is that Iru has that every Iru, even the Iru that did not change its direction, so has a din of Klisheni, still it distinguishes between a single Iru and many Iruim. So which kind of Iru has a din of Klisheni? Only a single Iru, but many Iruim has a din of Klerishin. So even according to the gross explanation of the Ramo, that the reason is why the Ramo is matia, because if you let water pour from a tradition of pamphletic dishes and milk dishes that are placed in the dishwasher, or let's say are placed in the sink, so first it hits the dish, and then it changes its direction from the vertical plane to the horizontal plane. So it becomes a klisheni. But according to the Yisrael Heter, every Yiru, even if it didn't change its direction, is a klisheni. Still, it distinguishes between a single Yiru and many Yiruim. So even if we accept the gross pshat in the Ramo, and that here, according to Ramo, it's considered klisheni, but the Ramo has only application to a case of a single Yiru. It does not have application to many Yiruim. And here, there are many Yiruim. So, in Mele, there is no basis to be matir. But in a hardship situation, so if we let all the dishes, that the fleishik and the milchike, that were washed together, and in a grease state, if we keep all these dishes that are clean, idle for 24 hours, so in a hardship situation, so we can be matir to set aside some of the dishes for fleishik and some of the dishes for milchike. But otherwise not. Otherwise there is no basis whatsoever. Well, so if we let all the dishes, that the fleishik and the milchike, that were washed together, in a grease state, if we keep all these dishes that are clean, idle for 24 hours, or in a hardship situation, so you can be matir to set aside some of the dishes for fleishik and some of the dishes for milchike. But otherwise not. Otherwise there is no basis whatsoever.
Dishes first, greased fellation dishes. So then the bread is nivra. The bread is nivra in the walls of the dishwasher. Then you wash milk dishes. So it's nivra. And according to this Aretha, it's a clear gemura. You know it's a deal because many of you, it keeps on pouring hot water, you know, for a long time.
And also, I was listening to someone yesterday, also many people use one sink and have different racks that they put on the sink.
So the different racks.
Is that the right thing? I mean, you know, I guess, I don't know if there's much choice in the situation.
All right, that's much different. That is all right. I mean, they are careful, so then it's all right. In other words, so then the whatever is nivra from the bosa dishes, from the grease of the bosa dishes, so is nivra in that flesh rack. And then when they wash milk dishes, they put a milk kerek. But they should be careful that when they put down, you know, the flesh kerek, so the bottom of the sink should be clean, you know, there shouldn't be any grease on the bottom of the sink. Then it's all right. All right, fine. But they don't put the milk dishes on the sink itself.
No, but let's say you put it back up and then some of the milk is just on the bottom of the sink, goes on the ground.
All right, so they should put it out. They should put it out. They should make sure that whenever they put the rack, whether it's a fresh rack or a milk rack, that the sink is totally clean.
And what's also the material by a dishwasher? Does it have its own water reservoir? Or is it tapped to usually boil
from the hot water?
From the water. Water.
That's right. I mean, it's attached to the faucet.
To the faucet.
Right. In other words, the same principle like in Beri Kachpeli. So the Mele sings through the Tashmish, it's Mavriad Liv Mure, through Yeruim Murim. So then when you want the Kasher, a dishwasher, you have to do it the same way. Not to let the hot water cycle run through it many times. Let's say you start in the morning and you keep on, you know, you keep on running through a hot water cycle, one after the other, from the beginning of the day till 12 o'clock at night. So then you catch it. But by just letting one cycle of hot water run through it, so you can catch it, because the bleed took place through many Yoim, I mean, many hot water cycles. And now you just let one. Alright. Now we left off. Sivdalet. Yearly, she nosnu eifa bimayim chami, she biyeiro, keidem she inicho hagderis biseicho. Afa pi she ashumen dobuk behen, muter, daldi reifer, who neis in tam luna. Who neis in tam luna. In other words, that if you put eifa bimayim chami in the yeiro, so then it becomes Nisim Tamu Gam. But of course, this is in Tzitz. So by putting in a little bit of Eifa, you know, you take just one particle of ashes and you throw it into in the air or in the kettle, so that will not be effective. In other words, in Tzitz, it has to affect a Nisim Tamu Gam in it. So it's a question of Mitzvah. Now the Tar says here, now the Eifa when Eisen Tam Lugam, Siftes Lop, Ufize, Eri Seher in Lofal Beiris, Shekir in Zeev, so, Ho Osu Michele, so, Lisech Tafshir, Shah Beiris Yish Beifa, Kishe Eisen Eisen Michele, Kishe Eisen Michele, I mean the soap in those days was made out of Chelet, I mean today soap is not made out of Chelet. Vitzorchi un Heroezu, the real Simon Pizayan, because of Ramo, that we shades in Beimai, Mich with the Sarech, who were dealing with the Arif Shombos of the Chol. The Chibu, the Nation, so it's also that we shades in Beimai, Mich with the Arif Shombos of the Chol. The Chibu, the Nation, Tam, the Gam, and Shombos of the Chol of the Chol of the Gamre, Vein Matos, the Dibu Marshal, the Chabos of Simon Tadigal, the Rishene, Matos of Shimaril, Shepam, Achas, Kotin, Gomash, Nof, Tisha, Shombos, Beris, or also Michaela Visir Hadiro. So, in other words, so then the Dero should become Mosa. We all know Sheila Hamilton, he has no mnemonics to answer. After the Sheila, but if it had been established that the testimony of the Tinek had been true, so then the Dero would have become Mosa. But if it's Nisan Tamil Gam, it should become Mosa. Mashma the Vada in Nofal, Isra Beris, or Beris Asuya Meifa, in Michaela. We made some time with Gamu, we saw a chiyun in Mais. That's so the saw a chiyun in the Taz is whether the soap is Nation Tam with Gamu or it's not Nation Tam with Gamu. Now again, certain things are done which is only in Achidas and Ayu. I know in certain places, in certain catering places. So I'm not talking about Chicago, I'm talking about America. Don't become alarmed. He said, so they, when they used the dishwasher that was used, you know, for treifa dishes, so then they put in, somebody passed in them, which is shalikidin, so they put in some soap, and because of that they say, please stand down, but that's nachiras naim, I mean, they're not deceiving anybody except themselves. Alright, because that depends upon the mitzias. It depends on the mitzias, so we have to ask someone who's an expert. An expert, and the rabbi most of the time is not an expert in these yonim, whether it's Nisim Tam Lugam or not. Eshes, so here he says, I mean, Eifa B'mayim Chamim, in other words, if you put in such a large quantity that anybody can detect that it's Nisim Tam Lugam. But just to say you put in soap and because of that, everything is alright. Eim Anichim Kli Sheyesh B'Kusech Ezel Kli Sheyesh B'Melech. Now this is the Gemara that we can raise a home. Oh. That could be raised a home. Right after the Gemara of Nation Town, by Nation Town. So the that we can raise on the dollar in the fourth line. Boy mene rabdim rab nachman. Maula anuche kade de milche gade kade de kamche. Whether it's muter to place a pitcher that has salt in it near a pitcher that has cholo. That is cholo. Omale os the chalamai, how about putting a pitcher with vinegar? Omale shot. What's the difference? How is it? So this is that thing. A manich in klishiyesh bekusach. It's a klishiyesh bemelech. Avu muta la manich. It's a klishiyesh bechemes. What's the difference? So the more my stay, so he says, Lechitech la'alok, who are the yulet? My time, hai fi surabeine, vai le fi surabeine. Because when salt falls into kuseach, so then it's nikya. If it looks, it doesn't look, so then nothing will be nikya. But if one will take a good look, he'll be able to notice the salt in the kuseach. So maybe it doesn't become water. So, but it's possible. So maybe it's also to put, you know, a pitcher with salt near a pitcher with kuseach, that is milk, because maybe if the two pitchers stand near one another, so salt will fall into, so then some milk, some kuseach will fall into the salt, and he'll not look at it. But if you look at it, he'll be able to notice it. So maybe there is no beetle. Since by taking a look, he can recognize it, he can identify it, so it's like Mikaroisa. So maybe there is no beetle. And he'll use that salt for salting one cloak. He'll just, without looking, he'll take that salt that has some of the crumbs of the kusach in it. So he'll use it in salting the meat. So it'll be possible. So if it does fall, so then it will become bottle, because then it will not even be nikah. This is what he says. Alright. Vidavti makir l'gui. So then, yes. What? Oh, you mean, because it's not used in... No, but sometimes not used in salting meat, but it doesn't matter, it's not after the salting of meat. You use salt, you know, in putting in dishes, you know, in all kinds of foods, in flesh food, in milk food. So maybe you can use it in meat, you know, say sometimes you feel that the meat, it does not have enough salt, and you want to put in more salt. Well, I mean, because then it says, the dafke makili good. Only when it's covered, uncovered, exposed. But if it's covered, then there is no iser in placing one near the other. Even if it's uncovered, so the chatchili shouldn't do it. But that doesn't mean if he did leave one next to the other, that he can't use it. He can use it. The chatchili, he has to take certain extra precautionary measures. But the other, he doesn't have to do cheshish. No, salt shaker is covered in salt shaker. So you're allowed to put a milk salt shaker next to a flesh salt shaker. But only if it's vigule, if it's exposed. But lochim over the nostal yachat middle hashin shem na planda. Mutalitim visichtevo kachel bosor ito shokho. V'yeish machnil lechatchil. V'yeish machnil lechatchil v'mokim shintzor. Melech hanosun bikoro shal boso. Mutel litnei b'chol. So, if salt was kept in a fleishike plate, in a fleishike kare, so then you are allowed to put it in chol. Why? That is based upon the shita of most Rishenim. We learned it in Uches Melichai, we learned it in Tarubes. Most Rishenim say that they believe halikelim. What does it mean in believe halikelim? That meluach harik reseach has the effect of being mavliyah, but it cannot be mavliyah. However, there is a shita rishenim that meluach harik reseach has the effect not only of being mavliyah, but even of being mavliyah. So we passed the Mechaber and the Ramon. They passed that like most rishenim that in believe halikelim meluach cannot be mavliyah. So the main way, Melech Hanosim, the Korosh al-Bosor, Mutalit Nebicholom, because even though the salt was kept in the Korosh al-Bosor for a long time, and the Korosh al-Bosor has a bli of Bosor as long as it was a clean Kare. So there is no Choshelesh, the Korosh al-Bosor was spirit particles, minute particles of Bosor, and these minute particles of Bosor were absorbed by the Melech, because in the Michal came. But there is a Shidus Rishenim, that the Muliach can be mafli. So because of that, Rambo says, "Amachni adam bozeta v'lo brachol." He yesh machmir lechatchila. According to those Rishenim, So even there we need Tosea, but we are not Chishish there for that Chidus Rishenim. But Lechatchile, we are Chishish for that Chidus Rishenim. Now let's go over the two, Simen Tzadik Vov and Simen Tzadik Zayin, and then the Mechaber now. Now, so Simen Tzadik Vov deals with Dov HaChavi. Now the halacha is that the Dov HaChavi is Mavriya and is Mafli, even Betzeinim. So, if it is coupled to Mituch Kedus HaKidush, not Dov HaChavi by itself, but if Dov HaChavi is coupled to Mituch Kedus HaKidush, so then it's Mavriya and it's Mafli even Betzeinim. So that's based upon a certain Gemara. It's based upon two Gemaras. One Gemara in Chum Daf Kuf Yud Beis, that's the Gemara, the member of Abaye, that Abaye discusses that in connection with Nadvanat as well. And there is another Gemara from Kuchel Chiltis, that Lametes, in Avnizom. So this whole thing is based upon these two Gemaras. In other words, that the Dov HaChavi is Mafliya and Mafli, even Bitzeinen, if it is coupled to Yiduch Kedisakine, but if it's uncoupled to Yiduch Kedisakine, then the Bacharif is not distinguishable from a non-Bacharif. Now, there are three Shittes of the Shittes. There is the Shitte of the Raivet, and the Shitte of the Rashbo, and the Shitte of the Tur. According to the Rashbo, it's the biggest Machmiya. So, Dov HaChavi coupled to Yiduch Kedisakine is Mavriya Yiduch Kedisakine. Like Reseach, Ilu Yigmur. According to the Raive, it's Mavriya Kedemitir. According to the two, it's only a Dov HaChavi coupled to Yiduch Kedisakine. Yiduch Kedisakine is only Mavriya Kedemitir. So we have three Shittes Rishon. Now, it's based upon the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Gemara says, Omer Cheskei Mishom Abaye, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from the base, the rest of us, and then it continues into the beginning of Kuf Yud Beis on the Gala. Hilchet Adogim Sholo Bikoro, Muta Lochon Bikusach. Tzonim Shechot Cho Bisaki, Shechot Arbo Poso, Oso Lochon Bikusach. Vehan Mile Tzon, the Agaf Chu Fevo. So we have two pshot in Rashi. So Rashi says, now let's go over the whole Gemara. The Agaf Chu Fevo. Is it over Chan? So it's the way, Abel Kishes, suppose it's not the Bahari, it's not the Bahari, so God only has to do is to be Migaret from the top. Now Migaret is less than Klipe. Now what is the shiur of Mitile, what is the shiur of Klipe, and what is Migaret? Migaret is less than Klipe. And now, Mitile means Umi Etzba. You have to peel off such a portion from the point of juncture, from the spot of juncture of contact. So you have to peel off such a portion, such thickness, the thickness of an etzba. Klipa means the thinnest continuous unitary peel, puzzle. In other words, if you are going to peel off very, very thin, so then you won't get one unitary continuous peel, but you'll have many pieces. So there is a minimum of thickness in order, you know, to, let's say, if you want to peel off from an apple, or from any fruit or a vegetable, so you can't make it too thin. If you make it too thin, it will be broken up into many small pieces. So the clipper means that kind, the thinnest peel that possible to peel it off as one peel without being broken up into many particles. That, I suppose, that this is might vary, I mean, from foot to foot, I mean. So the thinnest thickness that is required in order to peel off one continuous, unbroken peel from a certain angle, But Gerede is even less than Gerede, because Gerede means that you just have to peel off and you don't have to worry whether it will be one unitary continuous peel or it will consist, let's say, the peel will consist of 10 parts or 20 parts, as long as from the whole surface you peel off even many, many pieces, different pieces, so that's considered break. Avu kishes, so when do we say that there is bria only in Siddur Bacharif? But kishes is not Siddur Bacharif, on the contrary, it's wheat. Kishes misukri, ve'nibli ba'misecho, ala shamune sof ve'imid al mikim achtach. Hilkach, hilkach, go here, a little bit past. Now cucumbers. Cucumbers. So it's not in the Bahari. So then, if he was chaytech visakin shel bosom, cucumbers, so then, in order to eat that cucumber, because all he has to do is to begeir it. That's even less than gedikliket. Because here there is no bliye. Here there is no bliye. So the question is, since it's not in the Bahari, there is no bliye, why do we require a grave? Hadoka should be enough. Because that's the aloche. When something is not libra, but only transferred to the surface, grease is transferred, you have to rinse it. The answer is because of the relative moistness on top of the tissues. So because of that, so hadoche will not remove the beer. And you have to be there. Because it has a lot of lachs. A lot of lachs. Aber kishe si hilka gorro de paskel in kimchtach gero miad misakim roch lav bikusach hilka dogim sholu bikoro muta lochu bikusach kedi koma de neisen tam abom in amame shol neisen tam abom neisen tam distam koro mikam chinei sei mishumen hakorush oleo mishumius so ben there is aber misakim pomim shasham yuni iskovi sholu Veninikya. Ukshachita bitzonun. Have a nice tam, abom in a mamish. So it's not nice tam, a nice tam, but it's the primary tam. So there's the first lashon in Rashi. That, so according to the first lashon in Rashi, a dova harif, coupled to duke and sakine, can only be mavliya, but cannot be mav. So mainly if the sakine is spotless, clean, it doesn't matter, because it cannot be mavli. But if it's not spotless, clean, even though it was mikuneach, but not so mikunach as to remove all the grease and specks of grease and so on. So memele, if he cuts, let's say, a reddish, so it will be nivu. So memele, the reddish, you're not allowed to eat the bikusach. You're not allowed to eat the bikusach. Oh, so that means, so according to first Lashon Rashi, there is no aloche that it overhari has the effect of maintaining the strength of the original tam intact. So even by the Vaharis, so according to the first Lashon Rashi, suppose he inspected the sack in Shul Basar and he made sure that there is no shumen kosh, then he can use it. So and then he can use it in cutting the radish and he can eat that radish with milk. But then there is a second Lashon Rashi. Vei, die mich umchuf, vei bolat vei midok im Orei Tchim. Vei agam duch, gedi sakine, polat sakine, u bolat zon. So I come to the second Moshne Rashi. So, when? So even if the sakine is spotless clean, it's also there. And many of the shenim say, they apply the Gemara even to a spotless clean sakine. And why is it also? Because on account of Dovah Harif has the effect of preserving the original strength of the tongue intact, so it's not privileged by going through stages, by being reduced to a derivative tongue. Now, the Rivon mentions in the name of Vashi, the Rashi Shita is that only Dogim Shol Bikar Shal Boso is Mutaloch on Bikusach. But Dogim Shen is Vashal Bideo Shal Boso is also Lach on Bikusach. Why? Because Bikar Shal Boso is a minimum plea. Mashenkin Bideo Shal Boso There is a maximum liya, there is an abundant liya, a substantial liya. Now, Teisves, the Rosh, they all say in the name of Rashi that Rashi Shite is like Hamutam, the Riazachi, that even Dogim Shen is Bashu, Bigdeiro, Shalbos. Now, Teisves himself, so he says, Vishem Rashi Pirish Rivon Chasolei, Dafke Olusho, Avon is Bashu, so the rest Teisves, Kufidal Von Beis. Die Chatai Lechoshi, wo beid, wo meisel von einem Beisig, schnitt Bashu, Bigdeiro Shalcholob, wo es lasse es Muljaisi Shalbosso, die Eish Lobe Rai und Zvorok mit Zonnen, Shachotche Lissaki, die Oso Loch und Nikusach, Mishum Dagaf Chub, Vebola Tvei, Vichoshit Kechatai, Vinizbashu, Likora Mitzene, Mitzonen, Tomachar, Rebish, so, whose Loshin is it, that, why is it, Oso Loch und Nikusach, Mishum Dagaf Chub, Vebola Tvei, that's what Rashi's Loshin here. Now, this Loshin in Rashi tends to corroborate the Shite that the Ribbon mentioned in his name. Because, you see, the Ribbon mentioned in his name that only Dogim Shol will be Karo Shalbosa, but Dogim Shol is Basha will be Karo, Dogim Shol is Basha will be Karo Shalbosa, also Lachim Mikusech. Why? Because Bigdei also there is a real Pliye, Bikaro there is a minimum Pliye. So that Banat is only Muter, that Banat is only Muter, there is a minimum Pliye. Now, Rashi here seems to confirm that shit. Because he says, Ukshachilta bitzonin avenisin tam aboman amamish. Veit, nishmchu febol atvei midogum areitchi. Vagavtuch kedis hakine pole tzakine ubalatzon. So he says, nishmchu febol atvei midogum areitchi. So he... Now, Tesis himself, so he says, Vishem Rashi Pirish Rivon Chasonei, Dafke Olushor, Avon is Bashlos, and the last Tesis, Kufidal Von Beis, the Chatai Lechoshi, Ubay, Womaisel, in front of the Beis, which is Bashlos, Bidero Shokolov, Boston Lasses Muljaisi Shokoso, the Eish Lobe Rai with Vorov, Mitzon and Shachot Chelisaki, the Oso Loch and Mikusach, Mishim Dagaf Chub, Vebola Tvei, Vichoshiv Kechatai, Viniz Bashlos, Likora Mitzene, Mitzon, Tomachar, Rebish, so, so, whose Loshin is it that, why is it, Oso Loch und Mikusech, Mishim Dagaf Chub, Vebola Tvei? That's what Rashi's Loshin here. Now, this Loshin in Rashi tends to corroborate the Shite that the Ribbon mentioned in his name. Because, you see, the Ribbon mentioned it in his name that only Dogim Shol will be Karo Shalbosa, Mutulach und Mikusech, but Dogim Shol is Basha will be Karo Shalbosa. Why? Because Bigdei also there is a real plea. Bikaro there is a minimum plea. So that banat is only muter, that banat there is only muter, there is a minimum plea. Now, Rashi here seems to confirm that shit. Because he says, Ukshachilta bitzonin avenisin tam aboman amamish. Veit, nishmchu febol atvei midogum areitchi. Vagavtuch kedis hakine pole tzakine ubalatzon. So he says, Mishim Dechu, Vebola Tvei Midogum Areitchi. So if we say like the Rivon, that there is a distinction between the Bliya Merube in Adana and the Bliya Me'etes, then we can understand. Because by Dova Chari, so even all, not Mizbashlu, there is a Bliya Me'etes. Mashe'im Kein, Mashe'im Kein, Yiv Rashi Shite. here. He's like a madam that is in his bashlo. Everybody knows that by his bashlo there is a maximum bliyeh. By his bashlo there is a maximum bliyeh. And still there is a heter of nabanat. So why does Rashi say, because mishum chufe, bolat veimi gudogim oreitchim. Bolat veimi dogim oreitchim that you are all bikarish of bosa. But not bolat vei, mi dogim oreitchim, she is bashlo bikarish of bosa. How can there be a bigger bliyeh, a more abundant bliyeh? Adaf chufe in tzeinin. Then there is al di bishlo bimai. No one else. No one will say a thing like that. We know that our division of the mind, so the maximum bliyeh can be affected. The maximum bliyeh, I'll be rated. So it seems from this Rashi that Rashi agrees with the one. That Rashi agrees with the one. But then Teisa says, so, Umiru Loshinachet, Shepirish Bekuntra, the time of the Osa, Mishum Shashum and Korushal Asakim. Wenn ich nicht her, war mit einem Rischen mit Sonnen, ein Reim schon. Und mit dem Roshach Kundres, Maschma, den Chilid bin Olu ins Waschlu. Die Rüge, aber nächsten Tag, war nächsten Tag, Pyrrhus bin Kundres, die mich schon, was am Amesh, oi, lechel, cholo, wie koro, meide Schmur dosa. Da bin ich tam rische, Maschma mit dem Pyrrhus, die mich schon in Bosso, hu dosa. Aber mich schon in Makoro, schore. So, in other words, then Thesis mentions that from the previous Rashi, it's mashma the other way. And that's the reason as to why all the Rishonim say in the name of Rashi Chul that he is chelik on everyone. But, so then Rashi says himself, so you can say Rashi was chelik. No, but it's very likely that the two Rishonim of Rashi I mean depend upon these two Rishonim. Because the first Rishonim Rashi says that the reason as to why Sonu Shachot Chobisaki Shachot Ababos HaRosh Luchu Mikuseach is because of the Shamanis HaKorosh. But if there is no Shamanis Korosh Mitzvatlis, then it's Muta. So that first Loshni Rashi, as it's Mashma from the Itzves, agrees with Rav Tamshit. That even where it's not Banat, so then it may be a Merube is Muta. It is not Banat. But, Sonim Shachot Mitzvatlis, Shachot Ababos HaKorosh, because it's a Shamanis, so it's not Banat, it's a final etap. So the first Moshe of Rashi will agree with the Shita from the Tam. Then the second Moshe of Rashi, he applies Abayis in Nafsan Shchot Misakim, even to the case where it's a spotless clean. And why? Because Fuchu for the Sakine, so there is a Bliyeh Merube. So then the second Moshe of Rashi must agree with the Shita that the Ribbon mentions in his name. So in other words, these are the two Rishonim of Rashi. Anyway, here we have it, the Imokia. Here we have in Mokia for the Halacha that in Dov HaHari, so according to one pshat, one Shittas HaRishonim, in Dov HaHari has the effect of preserving the original Tam, even in face of the original Tam going through certain stages. So it still remains intact. It still remains intact. Why? So, it still remains intact. Then there is, and the arts. But Rashi himself holds that when Rashi says, "Wait, mishum chufe bolat vei midot moreitchi," so Rashi himself bases it upon the shite. The donkshin is bashful with the Yerushal Boso, is also lost in the Kusach. So only Olu, who is the Bnei Metis. But when it's a Dovahari and Duchke Nisakine, so then, when it's a Dovahari and Duchke Nisakine, so then it's a Bnei Merub. So it's like this bash. But the Amishim, who explain like Rashi in the second Loshin, but who disagree with the Rivonshi. You see, Rashi here in the second Loshin accepts the Rivonshi. But the Ari Shemim who agree with the second Moshe Rashi, but they disagree with the Ribon Shite. And still they say that the Idol HaHari has the effect of preserving the original strength of the Tam Bosom. So even though they hold the Dogim Shibashi Yosha Bosom is Mutea, because they are even though the Bli Merube, but it becomes weakened on account of the transformation and the stages that it goes through. But But by the Baharif, he doesn't become diminished. The strength is not diminished. He's not diminished. Then the Avishayim will say that the Baharif not only has the effect of preserving the original strength of the Tamboso, of the Tamcholov, in spite of the fact that it passed through certain stages, from the primary tam to the derivative tam, but the Dovah Harif even has the effect of reviving the tam Yishuvah of a presently tampon. Why do they say that? Now here the Gemara doesn't say, because of another Gemara. A Gemara in Avrizal. The Mishnah of Rizore, that Lamedeo Beis says, gives a list of things that are osea, v'achile, but rein yisur and yisranoi. And in the list is mentioned kuchel houses. That's a very sharp thing. Something that is probably as sharp as red pepper. Something very sharp. Now we don't know what it is. So that you cannot buy from an akum. The Chachomim ask, "Va'kurchel chalsis, my time. Why can't you buy the slices of chalsis that is a very sharp spice? Why can't you buy spices of this chalsis from an akum? Mishum di mafsek le bisakim." So the Gemara that Lametes on the Aleph says, because the goyim cut it with their knives. Afal gav diomama meisim tam gamute adafchu fedichilchite machlo ishamute vihavlek meisim tam lishvach viyoser. Now here we cannot apply the Gemara to a stam sakim, that is shamir eskosh. Because here the Gemara says that even if we know that the sakim that the goyim used was spotless clean when they sliced this spice, chiltes, it's still awesome. But stam came in the Yimon and it is spotless clean, so we don't have to worry about shamunas being divla. And as far as Berua is concerned, so it's nice stam with gam, because stam came in the Yimon. So he says, because it is sharp, chiltes is sharp. So the Mela, since it's sharp, it has the effect of reviving the Tam Yishuvah of a presently Tam Kohen. The sharpness revives the Tam. So there is a Machlekes Hashem. Some of the Shanim say, now Tesis mentions 2 days. V'yesh miforshim k'moikei, v'botzeo v'kapru shelech, שנחתר בסקוס ולבחובי, ולסגל ולפקליפה, דאגפחו ובולטרן. It's not that כחילוס. But any דבר חרי, onion, anything, horse radish, anything, any דבר חרי, has the same effect, in other words, of reviving the משובך, the good taste of a presently pobo. If, let's say, something became pobo, on account of its stay in a latent state for 24 hours. So if you cut it with the sake, if you use that sake that has in its interior a balua of visea, and if you cut a radish or onion with that sake, so even though that particle of visa is already pogo, but as a result of the Turkey Sakime being applied on the Dovah Harif, its time will change from pogo to Meshuk. From pogo to Meshuk. So there is a shita that it applies to every davar. Vishomati v'shem Aram. It's probably Aram Adem. Never got to bear. The Chidisayet Davke, the Harif Prey, the Lui Botzel Nikam. Davke Chilti is because that's excessively sharp. But other things, Botzel, other Dvarim Harif, they're not so sharp. So do not have that effect. Do not have that effect. So the Mele. Now let's go to the two. Simen Sadikot. So the Lui Shlokei Shechot Chum Bisakin Shal Bosn. Also the Ochlom, Bicholov Ache Yikli Hekim Achtach. Oh yeah, the toil is only with tambosa. So the two shite is that it's only mavliya b'tzeinem to the clipping, not to the mitile. The arash b'kosa shekuliyos. But there is the shite of the raived that it asks to the mitile. And the mechaber and the ramo they pass in like the shite of the raived. The arash b'kosa shekuliyos. But then you have a rozal dali kosti because of this ibaratume is that filayin asatim b'yei meyosa. Why? Because the Shita of the is that this Gemara that says that the Chuf of the Chilti says the effect of restoring the original Tamishubach that was Nivla in the Sakin, so it applies not only to Chiltes, but it applies to every Dalachar. There is a Machlaik of Hashem, today is in days. In Abnezore, that's what it is. וכן, דאפנו סכנים למוצא, וכן עדים בישומים ובצורים ובחושים, אברי דבחר, שחות תחום ביסטים של בוסו, וציגר לי, כאן יצב את זה, שלא אוכלו בכלו, שגם הם חריפים כמו יצונות, לא יקרדיש, ואימו באו בישלום, בכלו, צורך שישי לבד, ומי הוא עם צורך סנה, so that's the שיטה of the Rajb, but, the מחב הפס, it's like the Rajb, that it's only asses giving it to him. ומי הוא ימצא סמר כדי כל העצון רק סמר כדי אבלו אבל היינו כדי כל העסק אבל מכל תחום עסק יש לנו אחרי צורך סמר כנגד כל העצון because the tool the שיטוס he passes like having a fight so I'm sorry so this is pointed out that this portion of the tool is a little difficult because the tool is shitos that he passed us like a nefrayim so we don't apply the aloche of tichanas is neveleg abishol isurim so why did he say abu mchot chim sakin shol nochi so then it has a bria not just of bosa but it has a bria of dvor masurim chilev neveleg everything so then so chsama kenek ko atono not just kineged the portion of the sakin that was used suppose the portion of the sakin is much less than the volume of their hedge. The reddish is much bigger. Let's say the reddish is tukzeisim as the volume of tukzeisim, and the portion of the sakin that was used in cutting is one kazayis. So where it has a bria of boso, then we need only shishim neged the one kazayis. But where there is a bria or a sal viser, so then we say chtichanas is nevele. So then we require shishim neged the whole reddish. But if the Torah had agreed in the Shita of Tichanas Nevel Gabi Shal Yisurim, fine, but the Torah Shita is like Abin Ephraim, so they say that this part of the Torah accords, the Torah is saying, I'll leave it to the Shemim who applied the Aloche of Tichanas Nevel Gabi Shal Yisurim. I will call them Sakash Nochi, so I'll call them V'arav, Reb Meir Mehutenberg, Hitir, Ben Bitzonum, Ben Bishumin, Upsoli, Elohim Kino Yasakim, Ben because he holds that this Gemara in Abizor and Afametes, that even if it's an Eina V'yeime, so still it is Osea, that is to be limited only to Chiltis, because Chiltis is unusually sharp. But other Dorot Chifim, like Yeladish or Garlic, were not as sharp as Chiltis.
Jagadish. So he changes his direction.